Episode 145,
Star Wars Every Year, and Other News. Welcome to the Sci-Fi Christian, bringing you theology at warp speed. I am Matt Anderson.
And I am Ben DiBono.
And we are back.
We are back. And don't worry, everyone. It's just us two this week.
The last episode did get a little crazy because we had seven. Well, Dr. Jace from The Strangers and Aliens wasn't that available. So six hosts on at one time.
But it was one host in particular who... It was kind of the iceberg to our Titanic, you might say.
It was tough. It was tough to do the episode because...
Jar Jar Binks to our Phantom Menace.
So, like, Ben Avery would be making a good point, but then you and Kobe would be arguing at the same time,
yes.
Which doesn't make for excellent audio.
No. I mean, it's difficult because it's like, there are things that I just feel naturally compelled to respond to, even if it's not the best time for a response, but it's just the nonstop flow of... nonsense that comes out of that guy's mouth. Our very own Jar Jar Binks of the Sci-Fi Christian.
I don't think he would call himself that.
I don't care if he'd call himself that. That's what he is.
So thanks Kobe for being on the last episode.
No, thank you for not being on this one.
We probably won't have Ben and Kobe on any more episodes together.
Thank God. And since I'm going to be on every episode here on out, I guess means... goodbye, little buddy.
Oh, do you have anything you want to talk about before we get to the main topic?
Maybe like a eulogy for our little friend?
No, not like that. Oh. I'll give you one example. For example, I just received some marriage advice from a listener that we'll be sharing on marriage advice for Matt coming this summer.
Yeah, that's going to be a fun episode.
That's an example. Okay, yeah. Now your turn.
Yeah, so, we've been doing these Game of Thrones weekly reviews that people should go check out.
Yeah, how many views did you have on the last episode?
We're averaging right around 1,500. Per
that's
week.
Pretty good. Which is I'm pretty awesome. Positive that's more than we get for the show.
Oh, you never know, though.
Pretty certain.
It's awesome, though. We're having a good time doing it. It's that, you know, we are out there and we've got a format down now. So we start by we describe what we're smoking, we describe what we're drinking.
Oh my gosh.
And then we make fun of a couple comments from the last episode.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah. So you just pick a few?
Yeah, we pick a couple that are, you know, just dumb or something like that. We make fun of them, and then we launch into the review.
Wow. And since our last recording, I finished the audiobook of Game of Thrones, book one.
Yeah.
So who knows when I'll finish the next one. That took me only 2 years.
Exactly. Yeah. Eventually you'll catch up. But, you know, we've got, my dog, Sam.
Yes.
Right. So he was out there with us in the first couple episodes, and then last week I had him inside. And people were commenting, like, bring back the dog.
Really?
Yeah, people were not happy that we didn't have the dog. So this week I had to let Sam out, and that was fun.
What do you think is more likely, that people will request you to bring back Sam the dog, or people will request that we bring back Kobe?
Oh, I thought you were going to say people will request to bring back you. Because people are doing that. I don't think anyone's going to ask for Kofi, actually.
Kofi?
I just don't see that happening. It's kind of like, Star Wars really needs more Jar Jar Binks because, nobody has that opinion.
I've been receiving people's top 20 lists for our top 100.
Oh, yeah, I totally forgot about this.
Yeah, so you have to do it, Ben, because we only have until the end of April.
I can do it whenever, right?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
So you only have until the end of April, listeners. So send me your top 20 favorite sci-fi shows. Then we're going to take all the listeners' top 20s and make a top 100. It's going to be crazy. I don't know exactly how it's going to work. We'll figure it out, though.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how the actual episode is going to work, because we're not going to do 100 episodes or 100 shows. I think we're going to split it up into tens, maybe. Like, maybe
we should do 100 1-minute shows just to piss off Strangers and Aliens.
This is what I think we should do for real.
Episode 1,000 by the end of the summer. Yeah.
So since in August, I'll be taking most of August off from recording.
Yeah.
I think we should record 10 episodes. So, like, we'll break the 100 into 10 shows per episode. And then we'll have all these. So, but we'll actually record that in one sitting.
Yeah.
And then I'll just edit in the 10 episodes and you can release them while I'm gone. Bam.
You know, we can even schedule. Did you know in WordPress you can schedule posts to be released? I'll just show you that sometime. Yeah, it's pretty special.
And last thing. So that's that. So make sure you send in your top 20 shows. And then finally, people need to get on Theo's list.
Oh, yeah.
This is the Craigslist for the Sci-Fi Christian community where you can buy, sell, trade your sci-fi things.
for example, maybe I'll go up there and, and put up a host, a post that says, you know, we're offering one podcast host. You can have him for free.
Can we sell him?
I think so.
Do you want to try to trade him for a different host?
No. I mean, that's not really not really an equal trade.
What about a DVD box set?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, maybe a couple copies of Batman and Robin might be the value.
I'll watch for that later tonight. You should post Kobe on there.
I'm totally going to do that. So if you have a podcast, you're thinking of starting a podcast, maybe you need a host, check out Theo's List. You just might find what you're looking for.
Yeah. Okay, great. All right, Ben, that's all I've got for the opening housekeeping.
Yeah, that's good. I always like to do a little housekeeping. Do you have any housekeeping? It's been a long time since we recorded.
2 weeks since we've done a regular news episode, but you were here just about a week and a half ago.
Yeah, but it's like I feel like the last two times we recorded have been a little off because we had
The audio problems.
Well, we had audio problems. I was sick. Mm-hmm. We had that guy over there who was just throwing everybody off. So it's just a weird couple recording sessions. So it's really been a few weeks since we've been at our A game.
And here we are, this. Back again.
Yeah.
Good to see you. Fist bump.
Fist bump.
That one, let's do a high five because people can't hear it. All right, here we go.
Yeah, it's always good to bump things with you.
I don't get what that means.
Okay.
What does that mean?
I don't know what it means.
It's time for sci-fi news. I'm sure it was inappropriate, but I'll let's just move on. All right.
No, I don't say things inappropriate.
Okay. Ben.
Yes, sir.
Top news of the day. Go.
Okay. So this is sad. Star Wars is going to release a new movie every year for the indefinite future starting in 2015. I am not happy.
I know. I said that to all the co-hosts. In a Facebook message, because I knew you specifically would be freaking out, whereas Daniel invented the hashtag more wars.
Yeah.
I don't know if he invented it, but I think it's pretty good.
Yeah.
So, yes, Disney is going to release a new Star Wars film every year starting in 2015, and in 2015 will be episode 7, but then the following year will be a standalone, and then 2017 will be episode 8, and then the following year will be a standalone. So it's like every odd year is going to be an episode, and then all the others are going to be standalones.
Now, I think that what I've read in terms of speculation, I think this is a pretty safe bet, is that what you can kind of draw from this by implication is that J.J. Abrams will only direct episode 7.
Okay. Well, what about not 8, not 9?
I think that you look at kind of his schedule that he's been on as far as movies go, that seems like too quick of a turnaround for what he typically does. So I would imagine that we're going to see different directors for each of the Star Wars movies.
I don't really like that.
No.
No.
Nothing about this is good.
Well, okay, I know that you don't like this, but name something good about it. Just try to think of one good thing about it.
Well, there's nothing good about it.
There is.
No.
More Star Wars.
No. It's what we've talked about before, oversaturation, diluting the waters, you're pissing in the pool. It's just no good. But let me ask you.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so put my opinion aside.
Yeah.
At what point would you consider it to be oversaturation?
I mean, isn't this it? I think we're there, but I like it. I know that it's not the same as how you feel, but I like Star Wars. So it's kind of like there's a phrase I can't remember exactly how it goes, but when people throw things against the wall just to see what will stick, that's kind of what it's like. We're bound to get some good ones, and we know we're going to get some bad ones.
Yeah.
So I think we're entering oversaturation in 2015.
See, I'm going to start a new crusade here. You know, I have different crusades on the Sci-Fi Christian,
but they all kind of circle around the same topic.
Eventually, we do an episode on them or something down the road. But so here's my new crusade. I'm starting. Oversaturation is immoral.
What?
I'm dead serious.
I know you are. I can see your face.
I'm dead serious. Oversaturation is a moral issue.
Go ahead.
So this actually came to me this weekend. I was sitting in church because the reading for the weekend was about the Catholic liturgy was about hearing the Good Shepherd's voice and following him and all that from, I believe, the Gospel of John. And Father Paul stood up. You remember Father Paul, of course.
Yeah, good guy.
Good Father Paul. He stood up and he was doing his homily and he was talking about how, you know, in our world where we have so many things clamoring for attention, a abundance of things clamoring for your attention equals a deficit of attention. I forgot he had it worded more eloquently than that. But the basic idea is that the more that's out there for us to listen to, mm-hmm. the less attention we have to give.
To God?
Well, to anything, but yeah, especially to God, but just to anything, the harder it is for us to actually give attention to things. And so I look at that and I say one of the applications for that is that unless you actually have something to say, oversaturation becomes a moral problem at that point. And just pumping out movies for the sake of making money off of gullible geeks becomes for me a moral problem.
That's interesting. All right, well, listen to what I was thinking about at church this Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking about, like, all the different podcasts I listen to, and, like, even some of the ones that we're friends with, even some of our own, because I often re-listen to our own episodes so I can critique us and make us better. And I was thinking, man, it's been a while since I really listened to something theology-based, even though we're the Sci-Fi Christian and we look at sci-fi things from a Christian bent. I mean, I think it would be safe to say that we tend to go light on the theology sometimes.
Sometimes, especially when Coley is here.
So I was thinking, man, I used to listen to almost strictly sermons when I was doing, and then I learned about other podcasts that were more like entertainment. And then now I would say the majority of what I listen to right now is for entertainment, not for spiritual deepening. And so with this saturation of all these choices, because think about all the things that you can listen to podcast wise.
Yeah.
I've gone away from listening to things that will actually bring me closer to God or TV. I was thinking about this also, like right after that conversation happened in my head with myself, I went on to think about how, like, there's so many shows that I like to watch, and Netflix, of course, is just making this crazy for us right now, not to mention Hulu. And at what point, like, I could never stop watching TV. Like, you and I will never be able to read every book we want to read or watch every show we want to watch. At some point, we just have to be like, wait, this is ruining our lives. We need to focus in on what really counts and strip away everything else.
Yeah, and I think, you know, there's people like us who are morally capable of making those choices and recognizing that, but there's a lot of people who aren't. And at that point, doesn't the overproduction, oversaturation of entertainment become a moral problem?
So you're saying that somebody that's really into Star Wars, if there's too much of it, it could draw them away from God?
Yeah, absolutely. Or even just not, even if it's not from God, from life, from responsibility, from family, you know, from whatever it is, it simply becomes, it becomes a moral problem that if you're going to be out there producing stuff for any reason, if you don't have a valid story to tell, you don't have something worthwhile to say, and all you're doing is pumping stuff out for money, I think there's a moral problem with that.
All right, what about the Sci-Fi Christian? We're at episode 145.
There you go. Maybe we need to examine our consciences morally.
Like, what are we wasting people's time with? Nonsense? Like, maybe. For example, in the next episode, we'll be talking about MMOs and more virtual ethics talk.
Yeah, well, I think that's the same thing before. Is like, do we have something to say, or are we just putting out episodes to put out episodes? I'd like to think that most of the time we have something to say. You know, we occasionally have the Lost Part 2, but I don't think our motives in those cases are nefarious. We just don't always, you know, live up to our lofty standards. But for the most part, we do have something to say, and I think that that's got to be the standard, is making sure that what we are putting out is worth listening to and not just content for the sake of content. It's not like there's a set amount out there that I'm arguing for, either for us or Star Wars or anything else. It's just the motive behind doing it and what's ultimately being accomplished by it being, you know, put out there. When Star Wars is originally released, George Lucas has a story that he finds worth telling, and it's inspired by heroic mythology and all this great stuff. And now here we are almost 40 years later, and the motive isn't any of those noble things. It isn't to connect us to a mythological past. It's to simply pump us for our money. And I think there's some moral qualms with that.
So who else is falling into this trap besides Avengers?
You took the words right out of my mouth there. Well, I think it's all over the place in media. I think it's into, you know, even like if you're going to make a post on Facebook, is what you're posting about worthwhile, or are you just sucking up people's attention? I think it's with everything. Anything that because we're all both consumers and producers in the internet age, at least to some degree, is what you're sending, whether it's email, Facebook, podcast, movie, book, TV show, is what you're producing worthwhile for the audience, or is it just out there, you know, for your own pride purposes? Is it stupid? You know, is it to make money in some cases? Is it to waste people's time? And it's not that everything has to be like this perfect, lofty, deep philosophical thought. I mean, I think entertainment can be a noble goal, at least in certain amounts. It's just, I think it's something worth thinking about. And companies like Disney, with putting out all these Avengers movies, all these Star Wars movies, they're clearly just focused on making money. And the moral question has completely passed them by. So that's my crusade.
Wow. I'd like to hear what the listeners think about this. If we get enough feedback, maybe we could do an episode.
But hey, I don't know if I got you on board, but I got you closer to being on board than you were when the words first came out of my mouth.
I've thought about oversaturation, not necessarily as a moral issue, but as a how am I spending my time issue, which I guess it does come down to morality.
Yeah.
How am I spending my time? So
and this is just that same conversation from the other side, though. It's like you can look at it with, well, I have all these options. How do I morally spend my time? But I think from a producer perspective, there's a moral question as well.
Like, do you think I should produce less? You think we should never have released The History of Christianity, parts 1 through
8? Probably not. That was... I might need to confess that.
Was that a sin?
It might have been a sin. It was certainly a butchering of the history of Christianity, that's for sure.
All right, well, so Star Wars, Star Trek. Star Wars. Another contender for top news of the week. This has kind of died down since it first broke. But there was talks that Christopher Nolan was going to oversee this entire DC universe, and people thought it was good. But not so much. Now we're hearing that's not what's going to be happening. Man of Steel is going to be opening the door for other DC characters and other movies, but Christopher Nolan isn't the godfather of those movies.
Yeah, that's kind of sad. I mean, if anybody could do it right, and it would be him, and likely this is just going to open the door, should it happen, to just more oversaturation without anything worthwhile.
I think there is a big part of me that wants the Man of Steel to exist without having to have a tease about, like, maybe Aquaman is out there, or Green Lantern, or Batman. I just kind of want that movie to exist, just like Dark Knight. I mean, Dark Knight was successful, I think, because Christopher Nolan was focused on that story, and he went into every movie as if there wasn't going to be another one.
Right.
So he just put everything into it and didn't want to leave any loose threads hanging in case he could do a sequel. What he did was so perfect.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's the opposite of Disney's approach.
It's the opposite of oversaturation.
Exactly.
He didn't really leave a trapdoor so that he could make a sequel. He threw it all in there and then later went and decided, is there a story I can tell?
Exactly.
Now?
Is there something worthwhile I have to say? Because, I mean, Disney or Warner Brothers would let Christopher Nolan release 10 Batman movies a year if uh-oh, what just happened?
I'm hearing something, but I don't know if they're hearing it.
Okay.
Hopefully.
If you heard that, uh-oh.
No,
something's going crazy here in our ears.
I hear it, but I'm watching the... I don't think they're hearing it.
We'll just ignore it.
So, listeners, we're hearing weird things in our headphones, but I'm pretty sure you didn't hear it.
Yeah.
So let's move on.
Okay.
So what were we saying?
Yeah, so if he wanted to, he could release 10 Batman movies a year, and Warner Brothers would be happy to do it. But Christopher Nolan, I think, at least implicitly understands the morality of oversaturation.
So even if he's not verbalizing it, he stands behind it.
Yeah, he knows I'm right.
Do you think if instead of doing a morality of oversaturation episode, we should just have a top five Ben is Right
episode? Oh, yeah. I mean, could you get it down to five?
I don't know.
That'd be tough.
It's going to be tough. I had emailed you about this and then made a little joke. Let me know what you think about this. So apparently, some future plot summaries have been released for the upcoming Game of Thrones episodes.
Yeah.
And I Facebooked you and said, aren't these just the other books that already exist?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, no, this is just upcoming episodes.
I know, but how could they leak?
Oh, yeah.
You can't leak
episode what you're saying. Yeah,
plots if it's from a book that was written 10 years ago.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I was talking about this on our video review last night, that I can look at upcoming episode titles and tell you exactly what's going to happen without any summary whatsoever.
Yeah.
So, it's kind of ridiculous to think about spoilers. You can go read the next 3-4 seasons right now if you want to.
It is interesting because a lot of times shows try so hard to keep a secret what's about to come.
Right.
But this show is one of the most popular on television right now, and everybody knows what's going to be happening for the next 4 years.
Yeah. Yeah, so if you're not a book reader of the series and you want to keep things a secret, I don't think releasing plot summaries early of the episodes is your biggest concern. You know, you've got legions of fans out there who've had all this material in their heads for 10 years. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's kind of ridiculous.
Back to Avengers and Disney. Let's see. Robert Downey Jr. has said he's planning on retiring sooner than later. So do you think with...
From all movies or just from Iron Man?
Just from Iron Man. Sorry.
Oh, that's good.
I should have been a little more specific. He's retiring from the Iron Man role sooner than later. I think he's going to probably wrap things up after Avengers 2.
Oh, amen.
This is not set in stone, of course. I'm sure they could offer him more money to stick around. But I was curious on your thoughts. Well, just to go a little more into it, he wants to do more independent films while he can. He doesn't really know if he wants to stick with the Iron Man role that much longer. Do you think that they'll replace him, or will they kill him off in the movies?
They'll probably replace him with The Rock. No, wait a second. Wait, well, my name's not Coley. Who am I kidding? I would think the smart thing to do would be to kill him off. You know, milk a little drama out of that. But who knows? Yeah, especially if Joss Whedon's still running it. He has a penchant for killing off characters. So I would imagine that if Joss Whedon gets his way, that would be the way they go. But since we've already established that Disney is a bunch of money-grubbing so-and-sos, that they are likely to replace him or reboot him or something.
Yeah, I don't think they'll reboot at this point because I feel like they are doing what Marvel does, which is just continuing the continuity. And so they can't really look back. Sorry.
Yeah.
They have to look back, I should say. It's the opposite of what I said. So they have to look back when planning ahead. And so I think they have to recast
Marvel him. Doesn't look back when planning ahead. Think of how many continuity. This is why I don't read superhero comics, is that the continuity is impossible because I've just made it an absolute mess.
I guess what I was trying to get at is DC will reboot every 10-ish years. But Marvel has never rebooted completely. They've done reboot-like things, but it's been light reboots, whereas DC has rebooted their entire universe multiple times.
That's because DC has only one character who doesn't suck, and they don't know what else to do to get fans. It's kind of sad for them.
Okay, I'll take your next piece of news.
Okay. This was kind of an interesting one. You and I are both Firefly fans, right?
Yes.
And you know Jane's famous hat that he gets in the mail from his mom, right? And so people have been making replicas of this hat and everything over the years. And then Fox, in the ultimate dick move, decides that they're going to ban people making their own Jane hats.
I heard about this.
This is ridiculous. And of course, the internet went into an uproar and people are, you know, selling the hats under a different name and all that. And, even like Nathan Fillion came out in support of people pirating Jane hats and everything. But this is just, Fox, don't be stupid.
I agree.
Yeah. If you're not going to sell it yourself and you're not going to make more Firefly, just shut up. So this was very annoying but fun to see the fans rise up.
Did he have his hat in the movie Serenity?
I don't know if he did or not.
I don't think he did. Yeah. Did you ever watch the TV show Futurama?
No, I was thinking of starting it, though.
Bad news, just got canceled.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, it didn't get renewed, which is essentially the same as being canceled.
Right.
Like, a different place could pick it up, but just like that's what happened the first time when Fox let it go, Comedy Central picked it up. Who knows now? I didn't even know it was still on, to be honest.
Yeah. I knew it was still
on. What season do you think it's on?
I don't know, like 20, 10, 5, somewhere in there.
In other animation news, DreamWorks Animation is moving forward with a sequel to the recent movie The Croods.
Oh.
I don't know what that... I know it's about cavemen, but do you know anything else about it?
No, and thankfully my kids are young enough where they don't see commercials for that crap, so I don't have to go see it.
This news is
good. Actually, a little tangent there. That's part of the beauty of Netflix now, is that my kids never watch anything on TV. You know, if they watch something, it's usually on Netflix or on DVD. So they don't see dumb commercials for stuff that I don't want to go to. So thank you, Netflix.
Thank you, Netflix.
Yeah.
Serving the world one child at a time.
Yeah, well, at least the parents one child at a time.
Edgar Wright, you like him.
Yeah, he's great.
So you probably, of the superhero films coming out, you're probably a little bit excited for Ant-Man.
I am, yeah.
Okay. Edgar Wright has said via Twitter, well, here's an exact quote for you. Aside from The World's End, I directed one shot in another summer movie, but which?
Right, so that would seem to imply bonus scene at the end of Iron Man.
Exactly, so a lot of people are speculating we are going to see Hank Pym, or better known as Ant-Man, in the final shot of Iron Man 3.
Yeah, so you'll even be able to get me to sit through the credits for that one.
Yay!
I'm legitimately excited. I mean, I'm guessing that Ant-Man's going to be a little bit different in tone from some of the other Marvel movies, and it's just going to be crap. So
that's true. I think Phase 3 is starting to sound kind of weird, to be honest. Like, Phase 1 and 2 are essentially the same set of movies, Captain America, Thor, Iron Man. Then we get to Phase 3, and it's like Doctor Strange, Ant-Man.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
No, Guardians, that's Phase 2.
Ooh. Well, then it's already getting strange.
Yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy, guess what I just heard this week?
What'd you hear?
This is going to be shocking. The director came out and said that the character Rocket Raccoon is going to be the heart of the movie.
Oh, this is going to suck so hard. I mean, it's just going to be terrible.
I don't know what to think about it. Like, a part of me wants to be excited because it's Marvel, but it doesn't look good at all.
No.
Unless, are they trying to make it a sort of Star Wars type movie? Because it's like aliens and distant planets and all this stuff.
I think they're just going to make it a sort of crap type movie. Isn't The Rock going to be in that?
Stop. Stop. All right, your news.
Matt, you're a big fan of Brian Fuller, are you not?
Oh, yeah. He did Pushing Daisies.
And Wonder Falls.
And Wonder Falls, did I loan that to you?
Yeah. It was a great show.
When are you going to give it back to me?
I gave it back to you like 2 years ago.
Right over there. Wonder Falls, I love.
Yeah. Did you know he has a new show out right
now? Isn't it Hannibal?
Hannibal, yeah.
It's only been 2 or 3 episodes, right?
Third episode was last week. Yeah, super good show.
I haven't seen it yet.
I'm really, really enjoying it.
How gory is it?
Oh, it gets a little gory.
For an NBC show, that's kind of weird. I heard it's a little violent, and I don't like gore.
Yeah, but for somebody who's so against oversaturation, and I was of the opinion we don't need more Hannibal. Yeah. Hannibal Lecter's been done. But this is the exception that proves the rule because it's so well done, and they're actually telling meaningful stories with it that haven't – it's not just a retread of what's been done before. So I'm really enjoying this story. But they made a – NBC and Brian Fuller made what's kind of going to be an interesting choice for this week, that they're going to not show the fourth episode – because I guess there was some content in it that they, in light of the bombings in Boston, they decided was, just not appropriate or whatever, which I can understand, but it's not a standalone show.
You mean it's not serialized? Like every episode builds?
Yeah, every episode's a mix of standalone and serialized. So there's parts of it that you don't need to see, and I guess what they're going to do is put up some clips of it this week or something introduced by Brian Fuller.
That's stupid.
But yeah, it's going to be really weird because every episode is building on each other, and if I had missed any of the three, you'd be lost in the ongoing story.
So if I'm going to jump in on Hulu, for example, and
I didn't start at the beginning,
and I didn't know what you were just telling me, I would have watched the first three, went on to what I think is the fourth episode, and then been like, "What is going on? What's missing?"
So I'm very curious to see how it's going to play out on Thursday, because to the best of my knowledge, I haven't released any of these clips yet, and it's Monday. But I'm really enjoying the show, so I hope that this doesn't sink it.
You're the second person in the last 3 days to recommend that show to me. It's making me think I should check it out.
I know it's not really your genre.
It's not my genre.
But you like Brian Fuller.
I do. Interesting. All right. Well, speaking of Brian's, how do you feel about Brian Singer?
Oh, not good.
He keeps releasing through Twitter different images of X-Men Days of Future Past. So, like today, they showed Halle Berry as Storm. Yeah. But filming started last week now.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to this movie.
You changed your mind.
Well, I've always been not looking forward to this movie.
When First Class first came out, you were really pumped for a sequel to First Class.
Well, yeah, I'd love a sequel to First Class. This is not a sequel to First Class. This is Brian Fuller trying to take the brilliance of First Class and hitch it to his wagon, even though everything he did was vastly inferior to First Class. So, yeah, not excited about this.
So Amazon has started doing Netflix-like series.
Yeah, they released like 100 pilots this last week.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I was going to talk about, is pilot season, because Zombieland, which is one that our audience would be interested in, is now available. But do you know how they're doing it? Is that they've only filmed pilots, and so they haven't filmed full shows, so they're going to wait and see if how many views each one gets, and then that's what's going to decide who moves on.
Yeah, I haven't watched any of them, but the reviews on the Zombieland pilot, not good. So I don't think
I don't believe I'm going to watch any.
No.
This is a weird idea, because I'm not going to – why would I invest my time in watching one show that maybe will get picked up?
Exactly. Especially none of them look that great.
No, this is stupid. And then let's say you like the pilot. Then what? Do you have to wait a year until they have the next set of shows?
Probably.
Because if they haven't filmed any others and this is like a test,
yeah.
It seems like it would be a good idea. Like, I can see how somebody thought it was a good idea, but then when you actual application, not a good idea.
It's not a good idea.
All right, I'll take your next piece of news.
Oh, what do I got? Sci-Fi has a bunch of new series coming out. I don't know if you've heard about this.
Tell me about them.
Well, the couple I wanted to single out are a couple of classic sci-fi novels being adapted into series. Ringworld by Larry Niven, which I read a very long time ago and don't remember at all.
Mm-hmm.
So no idea what it's about.
Okay.
And Childhood's End by Arthur C. Clarke, which I just read a month ago
and
loved it.
Wow.
So I'm very excited about
it. Did you know
that
it was going to be coming out?
I had no idea.
Oh, surprise.
Yeah, so that could be an ongoing show.
Good.
Yeah.
So. I thought it was a miniseries.
No, I think it's going to be a show.
Okay. Good.
Either way, that would work. I mean, it's great stuff.
Good. What? Any others that are...
Well, those are the two I wrote down.
Okay.
So I didn't care about the others, apparently.
All right. Well, should we do a little...
Take that, science.
I think so.
Do you have any this week?
No.
I got some... I have take that, science. Where do you want to start? How about if we just... I don't know if this is... This lines up exactly with Take That, Science, but it was shared with us by Paul Lewis. Turns out that the volcano under Yellowstone is bigger than they previously thought. 50% bigger.
That's a lot bigger.
It's all connected by a chain of volcanic action. I think we're screwed.
Oh, probably.
I mean...
Well, Wyoming, at least.
I mean...
But only about 10 people live in Wyoming, so it's okay.
Is that true?
Yeah, it's really...
it's like a really small state.
It's, well,
like
it's, size. It's a large state with no one in it.
It has... So, like, we could fit all of the residents of Wyoming in Ryan Strelo Studios.
I think so, yeah, definitely.
If you're one of the listeners, if you're a listener of the Sci-Fi Christian, you're one of the Wyoming residents.
I don't think, yeah, I don't think any of them are.
Do they have internet?
I don't think so. Well, I don't think they have roads there, actually.
Well, this isn't really a big deal then.
No.
Well, good luck, Wyoming.
Yeah.
From the Sci-Fi Christian. Okay, listen to this. This machine that this guy invented actually exists in science fiction movies. So, at first, he calls it a time machine. This guy from Iran says he invented a time machine, but that's not what it does.
Oh, silly Iran. I love it when Iran comes into the news.
Yeah. Well, first he announced that he has this machine that can travel through time, but that's not exactly. It basically analyzes facts and it predicts what things are going to happen in the future, which that exists in movies, doesn't it? Like,
yeah.
These like machines that will help you decipher if crimes are going to be committed or...
Well, probably the most famous example would be... Foundation, Isaac Asimov series.
Yeah. So don't believe this guy when he calls it a time traveling machine, because that's not exactly what it does. But he's been working on it since he was 17. So this is what he claims it can do. Satisfies all the needs of human society and fits into the size of a personal computer case and can predict the details of the next 5 to 8 years of the life of its users.
Wow, that's crazy.
So it's like pretty awesome, because it's a personal thing. Like,
yeah.
Usually you think of it as predicting crimes and stopping bad things from happening, but this is like, all right, you are going to get married in the year 2042.
Yeah.
Well, that's a long way off. 5 to 8 years would probably not be that long.
2013 for you.
2013 for me, but yeah. We don't need a machine. I don't need Iran to tell me that.
Come on, Iran.
Come on, Iran. Get it together.
Yeah.
Guess what his big fear is?
If it's just him with this right now, how do we know he isn't just like, oh, in 2013, you're going to get in the news for making
creating
this machine?
Well, guess, yeah, I know, that's weird. Listen to what actually, your question prompts the next part of the story. He hasn't released a prototype yet because of a fear he has.
People will use it for evil.
His fear is that, this is a quote, that the Chinese will steal the idea and produce it in millions overnight.
Yeah, how about that? You got to watch out for those Chinese.
So, it's kind of a cool thing, but I don't know if it's... I'm guessing it's not going to be as applicable as it seems.
If anybody in China is listening to us, go steal this and produce it in millions, because I'd like one.
Before we move on to the next piece of news, here's this.
Take that, science!
Ben, I sent you an email with some information about how scientists claim that aliens put a secret genetic code in human DNA.
Yeah,
and it brought us all the way back to episode 2, where we were going to do an episode on this.
Yeah,
let's not cover this right now.
Okay.
Because I want to do an episode on what if. Because you said you're going to do a thought experiment. What if aliens created humans?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We'll find out in the future.
I'll do that thought experiment eventually.
Sometime in 2013.
Yeah. Well, you know, after after these next couple weeks, I got all sorts of time on my hands, so I'll be able to do lots of thought experiments.
Mm, nice.
Yeah. Take that, science.
And in our final Take That Science news, take a look at this. Speed of light has changed.
Oh, my gosh. Is it getting faster or slower?
Well, you've probably read in physics books that the speed of light is constant, but...
You can never trust what you read in physics books.
Here, actually, I think I should probably just read this quote word for word because I don't know if I'll be able to paraphrase all these numbers. It's 186,000 miles per second, and this is non-negotiable. That's just how fast light moves, and yeah, there's no change in it. As it turns out, that doesn't seem to be entirely true. According to a new study from the University of Paris Sud, have you heard of Paris Sud?
I've heard of Paris.
The speed of light in a vacuum can actually vary by 50 quintillionths of a second. Yes, that's a very, very small change for something so fast. But what's more interesting is why this seems to happen. We tend to think of vacuum as a place of nothingness, but that's not actually true. Tiny particles can flash in and out of even the most perfect vacuum, and based on how many there are at any given moment and how energetic they are, the speed of light increases and decreases. Now, here's the application.
Okay.
Taking all this into account, it seems that the speed of light actually comes from charged particles in the universe. How many there are affects how fast light moves. All this might not mean much now, especially when you're thinking about how small those speed fluctuations are, but as physicists work to test these findings, we could find out even more fascinating things, especially in regards to future faster-than-light travel.
Totally, yeah. It's coming.
It's coming. Yeah. So...
I'm excited to go faster than the speed of light. I don't know about you.
Take that, science.
I don't think it's going to happen in our lifetime.
Oh, you're kind of a doubter.
All right, I'll take your next piece of news.
What else do I have? Oh, Heroes. You're a fan of that show.
Well, I was a fan, and I could also recognize that it wasn't a great show. Season one was really good, I thought, but it got worse and worse as time went on. So I do like it, but I also know it's not great.
Well, maybe you'll be happy by this news that apparently it might be coming back.
I heard this. Who's buying it? Microsoft?
Microsoft and I think Hulu, or I don't know who they're in partnership with.
No, it's
like
the Xbox Network.
Oh, yeah. So Xbox Network. Heroes might be coming to an Xbox.
So is it going to be by Tim Kring, or who's owning the rights to
it? I don't know. I mean, this just seems like a poor idea. It's not like the idea of Heroes was all that original. There's been other shows like mm-hmm. that. So just do your own superhero show and don't reboot.
I think it's basically a reboot, but the way around it and making it connect is that they'll have past actors just make appearances just to tie it back into that universe. Yeah, you're right. I don't know. I mean, I would have liked to have seen NBC do one more season because the way it ended... I had some interesting questions as to what could happen next, but yeah, I don't know. I guess I am for it.
Against it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that news.
All right, one more thing for you.
Okay.
It's the Stan all Lee right. quote of the week. Bing!
Cool.
Stan Sprats.
When you're home watching a network show, you see a great scene, the hero is about to be shot by the villain, your blood is boiling, you're interested, you're on the edge of your chair, and suddenly along comes a commercial in the middle of the most exciting part of the action. Let me ask you this. Can you imagine if you're watching The Avengers and Captain America is about to be killed by whoever the villain is at the moment, and all of a sudden... everything stops and you see a commercial. There'd be a riot in the theater. Why do we subject ourselves to something at home that we wouldn't tolerate in a movie? So I issue this warning. You take a lesson from motion pictures or you're going to hear from me. Excelsior.
It's the Stan Lee quote of the week. Bing.
Well, Ben, what did you think about that?
So Stan against commercials.
Against commercials.
Well, Stan, who do you think pays your bills?
Interesting question.
Yeah, exactly. We all have to deal with commercials sometimes.
I like to, after we do the Stanley quote of the week, I've been finding other quotes by famous people.
Yeah.
This is a coincidence. It just happens to be another person that's done a Marvel movie, but this is interesting. Anthony Mackie, who I think is a great actor. Do you know him?
I have no idea who he is.
He is the guy that's in Adjustment Bureau. He played one of the Angel characters.
Oh, okay.
He was also in Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter.
Oh, that was a terrible movie.
He was also in Gangster Squad, which I didn't see.
I did not see it.
I think he made his name, though, in Hurt Locker.
Oh, that was a bad movie.
I didn't see that. But, okay, so he's going to be playing Falcon in Captain America 2.
Oh, no.
Are you familiar with Falcon?
No.
He's a Captain America sidekick who can fly.
Well, that's so stupid.
With like a suit, not like actual fly like Superman.
Yeah,
but
Captain America's going
to
suck.
He basically came straight out and said he's not doing it because he thinks it's going to be a good movie. He wants to become more famous so he can choose good movies to do. So listen to this quote. You know, sometimes when you're quoting people, they have like weird things in between. So as I read this, just stick with me. It's exactly what he said.
Okay.
I mean, you know, you do the Marvel movies to garner you the ability to do the movies that you really want to do. The other movies, the smaller movies, you know. So it depends on what exactly you want to do. You know, doing a movie like Captain America, that puts your name in the mouth of everyone in this country and in the living room of everybody. So, you know, once that comes out, then you can go to the studio and tell them the kind of movie you really want to do.
So he's basically agreeing with me.
Yeah, but the movie hasn't even started filming yet. He's already talking about how he doesn't really want to do it.
Well, yeah, who would want to do it? It sucks.
This is dangerous, though. Look what happened to Terrence Howard.
Oh, no, yeah. So we'll be getting weird quotes from this guy for the next
Yeah, in
years.
2 years, we're going to have more from this guy about how he got screwed by Marvel.
Yeah, I mean, Marvel just needs to own up to this. Your movies suck. They just do.
Another movie that you don't like was Bourne Legacy.
Yeah, that was really bad. Well, you agreed with me on that.
Yes,
didn't?
I did.
Yeah, that was bad.
That was bad. Universal is actively working on their next Bourne movie.
Oh, no.
Universal is also working on a 2015 release for the sequel to Snow White and the Huntsman.
Oh, no.
Yeah, this is bad. It's both bad if the Bourne Legacy movie continues with Jeremy Renner, but if they somehow bring Matt Damon back, then possibly good.
So, a little bit more immorality taking place, oversaturation in both those cases. Mm. I think I'll be proved right.
Snow White and the Huntsman. I did see that. Did you see that?
I did not.
Not good. Not. There's no need for another one.
Yeah.
I only have one piece of news left and casting news. What do you have?
I have two pieces of news left.
Okay.
So, first piece of news. You're familiar with the Zelda video games?
Yes.
And all Zelda games are kind of sort of set in the same world, but they're also, for the most part, disconnected. Well, one of their most famous games, Link to the Past, getting a direct sequel.
Hmm.
A Link to the Past 2. I don't know if that'll be what it's called. But
is that good?
Yeah, I love Link to the Past. That's a great game. So
sweet.
Bring it on.
Bring on more. Saturation.
Yeah.
All right. Next.
As long as it's good.
Yeah, good saturation.
Good saturation.
Good, good, good.
And then,
good,
well, this is casting news, so maybe you want to hit a slew.
Movies.
Yeah, that's
okay. Let me do a slew.
A slew of casting news.
That's not how it goes. It goes like this.
A slew of casting news.
All right. I'm going to do forward or against it. Are you ready?
Okay.
Well, you're going to do forward or against it.
Okay.
The Walking Dead star, Michael Rourke, who plays
Merle? Yeah.
He has been cast in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Against it.
As a character named Yondu.
Against it.
All right. Anne Hathaway.
Yeah, this is the one I had.
Has joined Matthew McConaughey in Christopher Nolan's Interstellar.
Totally for it.
I'm also for it. And I don't know. I don't know what to say about the Guardians of the Galaxy because I don't know the actor. I don't know the actor. I've never seen him. And I don't know the character.
See, he's not a bad actor necessarily, but I'm annoyed by Guardians of the Galaxy,
yeah,
and I'm annoyed by Walking Dead.
Okay, so against it, I'll be against it for your sake, Ben.
Thank you. Thank you. So we're in agreement so far.
Yes, Tom Cruise is set to star in forgive me if I mispronounce this Japanese name, Kohai Kambashi, a sci-fi adaptation of Yukikaze for Warner Brothers.
Oh, against it.
Yeah, I'm going to be against it because I can't say it, and I want to be able to say things on the show.
Exactly.
Cillian Murphy joins Johnny Depp in a movie called Transcendence.
Hmm. for it. I like Cillian Murphy.
Danny Woodburn? Any idea who he is?
Nope.
Well, he's going to be playing Splinter in Ninja Turtles.
Oh, against it.
I believe he was in the Snow White movie Mirror Mirror. And I don't want to like be wrong about this, but I'm pretty sure he's a little person.
Oh, one of those.
So
they should just get Peter Dinklage. Oh, wait. Peter Dinklage wouldn't go acting crap like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Speaking of that, you know how it was just called Ninja Turtles?
Now it's,
they added it back in.
Right.
Teenage Mutant. So they're not aliens anymore. I'm for that.
Well, they could be.
Oh, yeah.
They could just be teenage aliens.
That were mutants from their planet?
Yeah.
Okay. Tom Hiddleston, who plays Loki, he's in early talks to play the Crow in a remake.
Eh. I don't know. I never saw the original Crow.
I like the first one. I'm for it because
you know the guy died on set.
Yeah. Bruce Lee's son, Brandon Lee.
Yeah.
Shot by a prop gun.
Right.
That's a bummer.
Yeah.
I'm against him getting killed.
Oh yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. I don't want to get killed.
So Tom Hiddleston, I'm for it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, for as horrible as the Avengers was, he was all right.
Okay, two news items related to Haley Atwell, who played Peggy Carter in Captain America.
Right.
First one is that it's something she said in some interview is making people think that they're doing a short one-shot movie. Like, you know how they attach them to their DVDs?
Yeah.
Possibly about her character, Peggy Carter. Are you for or against more Peggy Carter?
Totally against it.
I'm for it. I like her.
Why? She was a dull character in a horrible movie.
And then also, same actress also being rumored to be in the Tomb Raider remake as a younger Lara Croft. For it or against it?
For it.
You're for her being... I'm against it. I don't think she's a good fit for the Tomb Raider person.
She's pretty hot, though.
You like her? So you hated her as a character, but you like her looks?
Yeah.
Okay. Don Cheadle, who plays War Machine in The Avengers.
Just like how that just got passed right over.
in Iron Man, sorry.
Yeah.
He's in talks. No, he's not in talks. There are rumors that he may be appearing in Avengers 2. Would you want to see more Iron Man characters in Avengers 2?
No, I don't want to see Avengers 2.
I'm against this because I want less characters so they can develop the characters they do have.
They're not going to develop characters. Have you been paying any attention to these movies? They don't believe in character development. It's just nonstop crap.
I think they believe in, let's try to do this.
Okay.
Let's just try to see if there was any character that developed. I think Iron Man, he became sacrificial by the end.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he went up to space and almost died.
Okay, but he develops that way in each of the Iron Man movies.
A little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit. And then,
no.
Okay, so probably not Captain America. Nothing really developed there. He's about the same. Thor, any change in his character?
Nope.
Hulk? I think Hulk kind of seemed
I'll give you Hulk.
Okay, yeah. Got that one. Loki?
No.
About the same.
Agent Coulson developed into the grave.
Ooh, yeah,
but that's not good. No, he didn't, so nope.
Spoiler alert. Who else is in that movie?
Black Widow,
nothing.
Nope.
Nothing there. Hawkeye, not so much.
No.
Uh-oh.
Thank you.
Uh-oh. Shoot, let me try to think. Is there anybody else? Or?
No, there's not. I think we can just wrap up this conversation.
Right. I am right.
Yeah, Ben is right.
Ben is right.
You are right.
I am right.
Ben is right.
Ben is right.
You are right.
All of you who have disagreed with me, get in line, because it's apology time.
Worth it. That was worth it.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Last news of the day.
Short piece of news here. I want you to hear for it or against it.
Okay.
First, did you ever see the movie Weird Science from the 80s?
Nope.
I liked it when I was a kid, but I don't know if I'm for this one. 21 Jump Street scribe Michael Bacall is set to do a remake of Weird Science for Universal under the producer Joel Silver.
Oh,
against it.
Yeah, totally against it. That's not good news.
Okay, well, that was
last news of the day.
It's a trap.
Do we have any listener feedback?
Well, remember last time you were sick?
Oh, yeah.
I have, an abundance. I don't even think I want to read it all.
No.
Did
Daniel call in today?
Oh, I didn't remind him, so I don't think he did.
I'm going to just check my email, but I don't think he did either.
Okay.
I didn't get anything before.
We did have Paul Lewis, who wrote on our Facebook page about how our writing contest we had, he hadn't thought about the idea of combining Narnia and Middle Earth. He just was trying to think outside the box and how.
Yeah.
So I don't think he actually submitted anything, but he did congratulate the winners.
Ooh, some people just think too long and lose out on the contest.
Yeah, we had J.S. Earls. He wrote in and said, that he actually likes Alien 4.
What?
He loved the idea of mixing Ripley and the xenomorph DNA and that aliens underwater and heading back to Earth.
Well, just because it has some interesting ideas in it, and it doesn't mean it's a good movie.
You know what? There was some stuff in parentheses, so his real statement was he likes it better than 3. He likes 4 better than 3.
Well, okay, 3 wasn't that great, so. Okay,
so that's not so bad.
Yeah.
He also brought up something I wasn't aware of. Did you know there was a comic that combined Superman and Alien together?
No, but I'm not surprised, because I think there's like a Batman Predator comic out there, and they've done a few of those.
So, I am finally going to watch the Predator movies. In fact, this Thursday, I have a time set aside for me and some guys from my Bible study. We're watching Predators 1. Maybe if time, Predators 2. It's happening.
Sorry. They're not good movies.
Aaron Rainey, who is the author of Flight of the Angels with Alan, he says, love the crossover. Though it perhaps would have been preferable for the Sci-Fi Christian crew to play nice together when friends were over.
Yeah, I mean, I can't disagree. It's just when one of the family members is spouting off stupidity every 2 seconds, you got to respond to it.
All right. He then goes on to give us the things that he thought were good and bad about Prometheus and wraps up by saying, I actually like Prometheus well enough, but for me, it was the most disappointing movie of the year. It just didn't live up to its potential. Within the rather mediocre movie were elements that, if arranged properly, could have made it an all-time great.
Yeah, I mean, I think it could have been better, but we've hashed out Prometheus enough, mm-hmm. I think.
Josh, our friend, has wrote in and said, on a recent episode, you mentioned in Take That Science that scientists have proven that a giant wall made of ice like the one in Game of Thrones would be impossible.
Yeah.
I believe that they were wrong because they did not take into consideration the force holding the wall together. Magic.
Exactly.
So take that, science.
Yeah.
He then goes on to say...
Scientists are always wrong.
I know. He then goes on to say, I'm surprised that they never tried to disprove White Walkers, dragons, or girls walking out of a funeral pyre unburnt.
Yeah.
Or summers or winters that last for years.
Yeah.
So I think he's made a good point.
Totally. Stupid scientists.
Stupid scientists. Do you remember 2 weeks ago we had the long email from Noah?
Yes.
Really super long.
Yeah.
Like the longest email we've ever gotten.
Yeah.
And you were going to pick out some parts to read?
I did not.
Next week.
sorry, Noah.
Sorry, Noah. It's only been like a month.
We'll get to your email eventually.
All right. There's one by Andrew I was going to read, but I think I should read it more thoroughly before I try to just quote from it.
Okay. So next week.
Next week for Andrew. Jordan wrote in and said about our episode about the stories, the Tolkien Lewis contest.
Yeah.
Another excellent show. While I certainly agree that Tolkien and Lewis fiction collaborations would have been well nigh impossible, it's noteworthy that there is a Middle Earth Lewisian crossover in existence, and it came from the pen of C.S. Lewis. Do you know about this?
I do not.
The third book in the space trilogy, That Hideous Strength, includes a few scattered references to Tolkien's Numenor.
Yeah.
Do you know that?
Yep.
Looks like he spells it differently, though, so that might not be exactly the same. And there are no talking animals in that story. It has taken... He said it has talking decapitated heads instead. Ooh. Is that true in Numenor?
I don't think they had talking decapitated heads.
So thanks, Jordan. He says, keep up the great work, and we will.
That's all we do is good work.
Then next in my list was that huge one.
At least the three of us on the A squad.
So I'm looking at Noah's email here in Word. I copied and pasted it. It's 6 pages long in Word.
Noah, you are a prolific little fellow.
1, 2, 3.
And we love it. Like, I read it all.
Five and a quarter.
I enjoyed it. But, yeah, it's difficult to read on the air.
Maybe next week we should just dedicate it to him.
We just do Noah's email.
If you donate some money, Noah, we'll give you the listener feedback section next week.
Okay. That's fair.
So I think we can wrap it up then.
Noah, your email was awesome.
It was.
And we may never read it.
No, we'll read at least
read part of it
next week. And if you give us money, we'll read the whole thing.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Okay.
So for a reasonable dollar amount, listener feedback could be yours.
Yeah, you rent the listener feedback section.
This is great.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, good episode, Ben. Glad to have you back here.
Yeah, it's always good to be back.
It's snowing outside, as you can see out the window. It's what day is today? April 22nd. Yeah. Earth Day. Happy Earth Day.
Happy Earth Day.
It's snowing outside in Minnesota. It's crazy here. I hope that there's warmth by my birthday, which is in just one and a half weeks.
It's going to be like 100 degrees at the end of the week, basically. Nice.
Well, that's all from here. I'm Anderson.
I'm Ben DiBono.
And we are
Sci-Fi Christian.
Signing off.
Goodbye, everyone.